watching the detectives. Ooh, he's so cute. She's watching the detectives.
WRCT Pittsburgh.
You will never find the more wretched hive of scum and villainy. We must be cautious.
Thank you. Just a place to meet. This door's for locking. Have you got the key? In my leisure suite, hang up your jacket. Undo my back zip. It's great when you're backlit. Features in close up the moment we walk up.
In my leisure suite.
Complete and do what we do when we're there. I am a nurse, but I'm also a sister and a daughter. That's why I got the COVID-19 vaccine. It's effective against the spread of the virus and rigorously tested. If you have questions, find out more.
Visit aha.org/vaccine. A message from the American Hospital Association.
we don't think so. All we looked at, all we set back. Can we fake him, emulate him? Time is breaking, changing, faking. Grind us up now, not too hard now. Features so fine, rouge and eyeliner. Things I fancy, just like Nancy. Fashion's altar, often falter. Cripes all's out now, no more fights now. Makeup's taking lots of shipping on my eyelash. You sure it don't clash? Slimline trousers, facial powder, sliding my mind. You sure there's no lines? Eye me up now, pamper.
robot.
Story. This is so sorry.
Hi. 10 English pounds and this heart. the fence about the COVID vaccines?
Aren't there side effects?
Some people have a strong reaction, but the symptoms are less severe than actually getting COVID-19. Ask questions. Get the facts.
Visit aha.org/vaccine. A message from the American Hospital Association.
Thank you.
pose from the faint. Do you think I'm hot? You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
Before we get started, I'd like to remind you that the views, thoughts, and opinions expressed in this show are solely those of individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of WRCT Pittsburgh and its members.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis still has not even announced that he is joining the Republican presidential primary, and his candidacy continues to collapse. Well, hold on. If it hasn't started, how is it collapsing? The answer is recent polling. You have to see this. It's actually, I don't know that we've ever seen anything like this. The green line on your screen pointing down is Ron DeSantis's polling. And I'll give you the numbers if you're just listening today. The purple line near the top is Donald Trump's, which continues to climb. Something happened right around March 28th, 29th, 30th that has sent Donald Trump's Republican polling up and Ron DeSantis's Republican polling down. And this just so happens to have been the moment where we learned Donald Trump would be indicted and arrested. Yes, I continue to believe that the arrest and indictment of Trump does nothing for him if he makes it to the general election in November of 2024. But it is undeniably clear that it is doing something for him in the Republican primary. Ron DeSantis now down barely to 20% on average in recent polling. He had reached as high as 32, 33. And Donald Trump continues to climb, now holding 55% of the Republican primary ballot, understanding also that a bunch of the support is among people who aren't even running at this point in time. Mike Pence has nearly 6%, but he's not running, at least not right now. Tim Scott has 2%, has not yet announced a candidacy. Larry Elder has a 1 point. Chris Christie has 1 point. Christie may run. Hutchinson just shy of 1 point. And Sununu 0.7 of a point. So what does this mean? Well, this means that unless Ron DeSantis can take support from people currently supporting the failed former president Donald Trump, he has no path to the nomination. Even if Ron DeSantis scoops up every bit of the non-Trump vote, that only gets him to 45% of the Republican primary ballot, not enough to win that nomination. So the question then becomes, how can DeSantis take voters that are already supporting Donald Trump? And the answer may be he can't, that it's really up to Trump to mess this thing up for himself. That's one perspective. The ways that it could get messed up for Trump, for lack of a better term, could include more arrests and indictments that definitively take him off of the campaign trail. Some kind of misstep, but I mean, listen, he's been found liable of sexually assaulting and defaming a woman, and his support just keeps climbing among Republican voters. So I actually don't know what there is that DeSantis could do. What I can tell you won't help DeSantis is the wishy-washy approach that he has taken, where he'll sort of criticize the failed former President Trump, but he really stands for nothing and he won't seriously do it. This is just one example. We looked at this earlier this week, and of course, I apologize to those who have seen this. Here is DeSantis asked, do you acknowledge Trump really did lose in November of 2020? Do you acknowledge that the voter fraud that Trump claims took place didn't actually take place? And DeSantis standing for nothing. Take a listen to this.
You said during an event in Iowa over the weekend that the GOP needs to reject a culture of losing. Do you acknowledge that Trump lost and there wasn't all this fraud that he talks about?